Courts rely on psychologists to determine if mentally ill or disabled defendants are competent to stand trial. When a psychologist recently admitted to falsifying one of these exams, it revealed a system that lacks oversight and can be easily abused. For Side Effects Public Media, Steve Berger reports.
In July of 2015, Caleb Loving, a 27-year-old Evansville man, was charged with lighting fire to his apartment and possession of explosives. Though mentally disabled, he was declared competent to stand trial on the basis of two psychologists' examinations. His defense attorney, Stephen Owens, says that was a mistake.
He was not capable of understanding the significance of Miranda rights and making a knowing waiver of those rights.
On day three of his trial last summer, the judge declared a mistrial. One of the examining psychologists, Dr. Albert Fink, admitted that, in fact, he'd never seen Caleb Loving. After Fink confessed, Loving had two more mental competency exams and spent a few months in a state mental hospital. Ultimately, the judge in the case threw out much of what Loving told police after his arrest.
That whole non-evaluation, mistrial, re-evaluation has cost Caleb a lot of months in jail. His case would have been resolved one way or the other by now.
Loving pleaded guilty to a reduced charge in the case. His sentencing is set for next month. Law enforcement in Vandenberg County suspect Fink may have falsified exams in 28 other cases. The reason he got away with it is a lack of oversight. Lawyers freely admit they don't understand these reports and rarely try, except for high-profile cases.
I don't know that I have enough skill or knowledge, I'm not sure any of us do, to definitively say one way or the other that this person actually got seen or not.
To learn more about Indiana's competency exams, I talked to Dr. George Parker of the Indiana University School of Medicine. He walks me through a typical exam.
What are the charges? How serious are they? What level are they? What could happen to you as a result of these charges?
Parker is a board-certified forensic psychiatrist who researches the intersection of mental health and the legal system.
What happens if somebody's found guilty or not guilty? Who are the typical court participants? And what do they do in court? So what's the judge's job?
In Indiana, he says,
you have to be pretty impaired to be incompetent to stand trial, actively psychotic, or intellectually disabled without very good verbal skills and difficulty learning new material. It takes some work.
While Indiana law says that evaluators must have expertise in determining competency, Parker says that's not always being followed in Indiana courts. There's also no system in place for checking up on the expertise levels of the providers conducting the exams, according to Owens, the chief public defender in Vandenberg County.
The qualifications for some people to do these evaluations are minimal, and that's one of the problems.
Well, it meets the legal standard, though.
I don't think the judges look beyond that. Question is, should they look beyond that? I don't know. I mean,
well, I'm going to ask
somebody
as well.
Should.
Somebody has in the growing number of states adopting certification and review standards for competency examiners. This fix could be made through legislative action or through a voluntary cooperative effort between mental health professionals and the Indiana Judges Association, for example. Dr. Parker says such a move in Indiana could give lawyers and judges an important tool to weed out bad actors like Albert Fink. For Side Effects, I'm Steve Berger.